Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the weekly Angel Healing House radio show, now in its 11th year. My name is Claire Candy Hoff, and my name is also Angel Ariel, as I had an angelic walking experience on January 11th of 2003, which I write about in my award-winning number one Amazon International bestseller, I Am an Angelic Walking, the autobiography of Angel Ariel. Welcome back, my regular listeners, my followers. It's lovely to be in your energies once more. And a big welcome to those who are listening for the very first time. Now, for those who are new, let me share a little bit about myself through my full-time business, Angel Healing House, which I created 20 years ago in 2003. I'm a Reiki master teacher, having taught and attuned hundreds and hundreds of Reiki practitioners and master teachers around the world, and I love supporting and mentoring and guiding my students. I'm an intuitive counselor, a channel, clairvoyant, psychic, tarot card reader, and as I mentioned, I am the author of several number one Amazon International best-selling books. Speaking about teaching Reiki, I'd like to remind everyone that there are only 6 more days to take advantage of special limited discounts on learning Reiki 1 or Reiki 2 with me. This is a beautiful testimonial from one of my Reiki students. If you're thinking of doing Reiki, then you have definitely found your teacher. Claire Candy will reunite you with your ancient past, encourage and challenge your shadow out of the cupboard, help you to reach an understanding about your life's events, entice you to find forgiveness in your heart, gratitude from your being, humility within your actions, acceptance of your worthiness, and a complete sense of unification with all. Claire Candy will help you find your path once again, as well as how to walk it. The time that I spent with her is invaluable. It was an absolute gift, for this time has propelled me into my future right now. I shall always feel blessed to share this journey with Claire Candy and always grateful to have met such a beautiful lady. And that comes from Karen in Queensland, Australia. To take advantage of these limited discounts, or if you'd like to book intuitive counseling, spiritual mentoring, past life clearings, and of course those restorative, re-energizing Reiki healing sessions, please do go to my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com, or you can call 831-277-3716, and that's Pacific Standard Time as we are in Santa Monica, California. All of that information, contact information, is in the description box down below. I'd like to send a big thank you to everyone who's made a donation to my PayPal account for my free weekly content. Perhaps you've received a free mini angel reading from me, and in appreciation, you'd like to make a donation. And I have left my PayPal link in the description box down below, along with my contact details. I see that we have several callers on the line. Oops, another two just popped up. somebody opened up a can of people. If you'd like to call in for a free mini angel reading, as I have done over the last 11 years, please do call in on 646-716-6794. And do remember that I start to pick up calls around 20, 25 minutes past the hour. But as we do before we go to those callers, let's look, as we do every week, into the astrological, the celestial heavens, to see what planetary energies will be affecting all of us. So on August the 23rd, a few days ago, the sun entered the sign of Virgo. It began a new season of our lives. Happy birthday to all you Virgos out there. Now we all get the chance to work with Virgo's energies, which are very practical and they are very grounded. Virgos are very hard workers. They spend a lot of time, effort, and energy on their work, completing projects. With Virgo being ruled by the Virgin Goddess, she is reminding us to connect with her deep knowing that we are divine energy, as we are all reflections of God's source creator. Being very grounded, Virgo's energies are directing us to connect with our physical bodies. And like the Virgin Goddess does, she helps us to see our bodies as a sacred temple that houses our spirit. You know, no matter how spiritual we have all taken for granted the magnificence of the human body, all that it does. And we don't have to tell our blood to flow. We don't have to tell our heart to beat, our lungs to keep breathing. They seem to do a very good job on their own, and so much more that it does for us. You know, it's unfortunate that it's so often the case that we only appreciate our bodies when we don't feel well and we're run down. And this usually happens as a wake-up call for us to start taking better care and attention once again. Now, the more we honor our bodies with organic, clean foods, clean, unfluoridated water, skin care that is free of harmful preservatives and chemicals, by exercising and stretching our bodies, and the more we're conscious about what we mentally ingest through what we watch and what we focus on, then we can, the more we will increase our high frequencies of light energies, and then attract a reality that mirrors those high-frequency energies of similar light and love, right in front of us. Today, August 25th, Uranus goes retrograde. And if there's one phrase about Uranus retrograde, it heralds a time, when something lost long ago returns to us. So just be a little bit observant as we go into this Uranus retrograde phase from now until January. See if you can perceive or sense or maybe even see something that you seemingly lost long ago now returning to you. Uranus is the planet of change, liberation, and freedom. And when it's direct, those changes often come from an external world. But when it is retrograde, the impetus for change is felt from an almighty urge within us. Many of these changes will be unexpected and bring significant breakthroughs in our lives. And while these breakthroughs may bring with them some level of perhaps unpredictability, some anxiety because they bring in uncertainty, Uranus retrograde challenges us to live a more authentic expression of our life, even if we're unsure of what comes next. Then, on August 26th, tomorrow, we will experience Mercury entering Libra, which will bring us balance, clear expression, harmony, and diplomacy in our communications. You know, when Mercury is in Libra, it influences dialogues to be inclusive and find common ground. And this is will be particularly important when reaching agreements, negotiations, and outcomes that are fair for all. With Uranus retrograde bringing in significant breakthroughs during this harvest season time of September, many may be presented with opportunities to buy things like buy homes, buy new vehicles, or discuss terms for new jobs, new business contracts, new opportunities. And with Mercury in Libra, well, those communications are sure to go smoothly and fairly. A couple of days' time, then on August 27th, we have a brand new moon. And with it being in the sign of Virgo, we can utilize some of Virgo's magic to practically and in very grounded ways to construct our lives. Perhaps this will entail accepting that new job offer or career and practically organizing our lives with getting things ready to move. Perhaps we'll show up with the beginning of a new project that sees us making lists of things to do and systematically ticking them off as they are done. With the emphasis on the physical body, maybe this entails starting a new health regime with consistent exercise or more attention to our diets. You know, perhaps it will entail more constructive use of our time, less time on social media, more time in being creative and going out in nature, and better organization and time management so that we do not feel as harried and stressed. And while we may feel a great urgency within to start something new, under the appearance of this new moon, it might serve us best if we are less quick to act and to put our focus on creating practical, well-thought-out plans to get what we desire. You know, Virgo's energy is very attentive to details. So please do visualize yourself attaining your goals. Yet be practical to also visualize any possible stumbling blocks that would get in the way of their manifestation. You know, one of those stumbling blocks is pushing an agenda when and God, Source Creator, and the angels know exactly when to bring you all those puzzle pieces together in order for you then to be able to step forward. So don't push, don't force anything, but we can help that along with our visualization and imagining just what that would feel like. See the bigger picture, imagining different paths along the journey to get to that destination. And one of the biggest stumbling blocks to manifesting what we desire is not being fully in the present moment, which is where all manifestation takes place. My angelic family, the Posse of Angels, is adding that the present moment is where all the miracles, all the magic, all the serendipitous and synchronistic events occur. So why would we wish to reside anywhere else? This Virgo new lunation is helping us to be grounded in our physical body, for Virgo is the sign that rules our health, wellness, and daily routines. So do remember to hydrate, drink more filtered water, do make time for that time of visualization and quiet reflection and stillness, because these things are going to be great ways to use this new moon's motivation. I guess with all this emphasis on the body being grounded and practical and this emphasis on self-care, one could say that this Virgo new moon is all about our loving ourselves even more. You can love your beautiful, kind, generous nature, no matter what you've done. Underneath, I've said this many times before on on my Angel Healing House blog talk radio shows and on my YouTubes. It doesn't matter what a person's decisions and choices are, because they are often made out of anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, regret, shame, blame, victimhood, judgment, defensiveness, criticism. We are all divine underneath our choices. So love your beautiful, kind, generous nature. Love all the beautiful energies that you consciously or unconsciously share with the planet. And give yourself credit for doing your best. And if you have made some decisions that you were not particularly happy with in the past, do not beat yourself up, as we have all been there and we've all done that. Instead, support yourself in making very different choices and decisions that now honor and respect you and your heartfelt dreams and wishes. You know, so often we beat ourselves up with negative talk. And the sooner we stop beating ourselves up with that negative talk and we actually give ourselves credit for trying our best in any given moment with what we have, then the energies within us will start to change with compassion and tenderness, love, and forgiveness. This is the way we will support ourselves to grow from our experiences. This is the way we will progress and move forward, and it will clear any unwanted former patterns that created our present reality, and they will start to create a loving, supportive, generous, and compassionate future pathway for ourselves, and then we will be the beautiful, generous, compassionate, and supportive example for others to follow. You've been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, here on Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio, which airs every week on Thursdays, and that's 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, as we are in beautiful Santa Monica, California. Just to reiterate that Reiki special on learning Reiki 1 and Reiki 2 with me is till the end of August 2022. So you've only got 6 more days to call and to schedule learning Reiki with me. Reiki 1 with me is normally $295, but just until the end of August, that price is discounted to $222, and Reiki 2 with me is normally $500, but now it's discounted to only $395. So if you want to have more information, if you want to book those wonderful courses, and I teach only on an individualized, personalized, one-to-one basis, either in my office here in Santa Monica, California, or online. I've taught all over the world. I don't teach in groups, so it's all individualized, all personalized. And so go, please do call Angel Healing House for those discounts on 831-277-3716. And as I said, all that contact information is in the description box down below. Without further ado, let's go to the switchboard. So many people have just popped on. So we'll go to our first caller. 860, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff, and tell everybody your name and where you're calling from. 860?
Hi, sorry. My name is Lisa. I'm calling from Connecticut.
Hi, Lisa. How are you today?
I'm drinking a prep, so not too good.
And what is your question today?
I'm wondering if my angels or guides or, you know, family and spirit have a message for me about my life right now. It seems upside down.
Okay. Any area in particular?
Whatever you get is good for me.
Okay, one of the things that I'm getting is it just sounds like all the wind has gone out of your sails. And when all the wind goes out of your sails, we become stagnant. It's like It's like a yacht or a sailboat. They're showing me on an open ocean. And when the wind dies down, the wind dies down. Now, you cannot control the wind, although some people said there's a lot of weather manipulation out there that are causing havoc on the planet. But you cannot control the outside forces, the wind. But when those fishermen are out, and there's no fish, so what they do is when they get on shore, they utilize that time by mending their nets. And by mending their nets, they're showing the universe and they're telling God, Source, Creator, and angels, I know that there will be sustenance. There will be abundance. There's always abundance because abundance is my nature. And by doing this, they're actually sending out a vibrational frequency to the universe, and the universe is then preparing more fish to come their way. So they're saying when the wind goes out of our sails, it's the perfect time for us to be creative. Now, if the wind goes out of our sails when it comes to relationships, they're saying especially with family, as so many people are feeling disparate energies around their relationships with their families, with friends, is to turn the mirror back on yourself and establish a better relationship with yourself. Maybe that you have to work on compassion for somebody because they're doing the best job that they know how with what they do, and their journey is not our journey. So they're saying, establish a better relationship through compassion and forgiveness and unconditional love. When it comes to our work, if it's stagnant, it could be that it's time to move on. Maybe your job is a coat that has gone too small for you. And this feeling of stagnancy and not being excited means that it's time to look for something that is more creative, that is more aligned with your beautiful talents and your abilities and the gifts that you've been given. So there's a number of things that we can do. Usually when our lives become stagnant, like pools, you know, if we don't do something, then it attracts dis-ease, like a stagnant pool would just bring in, you know, sort of mosquitoes and that kind of thing. We have to get the waters of our life and our energies flowing once more. Let's go to the card and see what comes out for our lovely Lisa in Connecticut. Okay. If we're feeling stagnant, with our health, you know, it's time to start moving again. Maybe clean up our diets. All of those things. So to bring up our light frequency inside, and then it will feel lighter. We'll feel more energized. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out. First card that's coming out for you is the World card. Okay, they want you to know that you're ending a cycle. Okay, the cycle that you're ending is there's been a lot that you've cleaned up, and you're kind of in a little bit of a void time at the moment. But with this new moon today and with the Uranus retrograde, they're saying please be on the lookout for something that perhaps was lost long ago that's going to come back. This could be a person. This could be an opportunity that you thought you missed. Or this could be, you know, something that because you're a whole new you now and you've come to honor and respect yourself, something new will be brought in for you. The next card is the Sun card. Now, these are two major arcana cards, Alisa, so the posse of angels, my angelic family, is telling me that you're at a very important crossroads now. And at a crossroads, you know, it's good to be quiet and still so that that we can see what comes in. But the Sun card is about that radiant illumination inside of you, that inner child. They're saying allow for more fun and play to be a part of your life. Giggle and wiggle and dance. And it's just that you've allowed your vibrational frequency to get a little bit low. So you can bring that up. And the next card that's coming out for you is the Two of Wands. Once you realize this and you start creatively, doing something in your life to reconnect with those higher vibrational frequencies, then you get the Two of Wands. And the world is really your oyster because you're always in that ease and that grace and that flow. We never push the river of life because we know that we're in a co-creative dance with spirit. And that spirit always has our back, and the spirit knows us better than we know ourselves. So I usually only pick three cards, but they're telling me to look under the deck, and it's the Ace of Swords, and it will be a breakthrough for you. So I hope all that's been helpful.
That was magnificent, and you put things so eloquently and beautiful. The writer in you just comes right out. Thank you so much.
I'd love to have that in a testimonial. Please send that to candy@angelhealinghouse.com. That was a lovely, lovely, lovely response. Thank you so much, Lisa. You are more magnificent, beautiful, and powerful than you could ever possibly imagine. Don't allow yourself to lose faith and trust and hope. You're exactly where you're meant to be, and you are on course. So release all expectations and attachments, because when miracles and magic and synchronicities need to find us, we need to be as open as we possibly can.
Ooh, you gave me chills. Thank you so much for blessing me today.
Okay, you take care, sweetheart. God bless you. Bye-bye. All right, let's go to our next caller. We have 630. You're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio. Tell everybody your name and where you are calling from.
Hi, my name's Lisa Tu, and I'm calling from Illinois.
And there you go. First-time caller. Yay! We have double Lisas this morning. Okay.
Yeah.
So how are you today? How are you today,
good.
Lisa in Illinois?
Okay. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. What's your question today?
Okay. So I was hoping to buy another property and move. Really, really want to find another condo. I'm just wondering what you see with that, with a move for me, for finding something and then selling my place after. First buying and then selling.
Oh, my gosh. The posse of angels are wiggling. And when they wiggle, it means they're excited. They're excited. Now, do you know where you're going? Is it in Illinois? Is it in the same city or same state?
Well, there were two possibilities. One place is like about 30 minutes away where I grew up. And then the other one is around here, but I kind of wanted the first choice.
Okay. They're saying your first choice, they're saying never, ever, Lisa in Illinois, discount your intuition. It is the one that's 30 minutes away.
Okay.
And not only that, they're saying spirit knows you better than you know yourself. They already know that it's 30 minutes away. Before you came to this decision, okay? So they already have started to prepare this property for you. It's yours. You're not in competition with anybody else. It is divinely meant for you.
Like what kind of time frame, like with it?
Okay.
Because I'm
okay.
So frustrated. I see nothing to go and see.
Okay. Okay. Remember, we're about to go into your Uranus retrograde, and something that was seemingly lost long ago is coming back in. Okay. So maybe in the past, if you feel like you've missed out on something, could be a house, could be a property move, could be anything. Maybe a lot of things were stalled in the last 2.5 years because of this tyranny that we were put under. Now a lot of things with this Uranus retrograde will come back in. So they're saying don't be frustrated. Everything happens in divine timing. Don't push it. But let me see. I'm asking them if, I mean, it's two things that the positive angels or all angels are not particularly good at, particularly those unlike myself who have not lived a human life. They're very confused about money, you know, because abundance is our nature. Everything comes from God. And time, because there is no time across the veil. But I'm asking them if this will show up for you by the end of the year. Okay, I'm asking them, will this show up, guys, by the end of the year? And they're saying yes. Just as long as you are open and you stop worrying and you stop doubting, because those are the two energies that are going to push this away. And you're okay. Pushing by saying it has to happen in your timing, not
right.
in divine timing. So when you get frustrated, Lisa, the thing that you can do is you can quiet yourself, drop down to your heart, and say at the top of your lungs, thank you. Thank you for my new home. Oh, my gosh. It's extraordinary. It's light. It's bright. It's airy. And you can extol what it is. It's in a wonderful neighborhood, or it's a wonderful property, or, you know, and it's got all these things that I love and feel. Feel what that feels like to have it already. It's yours. It's yours. It's nobody else's. And that's what they want you to center on. They want you to center on the fact that it's yours. How does that make you feel to know that this property is yours?
Yeah. I mean, I think that you're right about divine timing. Like, I think, like, I put in about a year and a half ago and then had stopped looking for a while, but a year and a half ago, I didn't win, like, a bid for a property, and then another thing fell through. It wasn't the right time at all for me. And I think that, like, there is, like, a divine timing. Like, it just wasn't meant to be, so that, you know, you kind of have to go with, you know, I've been thinking that for, like, really a long time, even just God's timing, and, you know, because I do believe in God, and that I just have to be, you know, patient with knowing that at the right time will be the right
property that comes up. Well, they're saying not only being patient, but you don't have to wait. It's already yours. When we ask or pray or plead for something, it shows up immediately in the etheric because it's ours. So the more that we can act like it's already ours. You know, one of the things that helps to do is to start packing up where you are already now, which shows the universe, just like those fishermen when there is no wind or where there's no fish around, they mend their nets because that's, I'm just getting shivers, because that shows that they're abundant and that fish will come soon. By you packing up your house now, I'm not saying pack up, you know, 100% of it and then sit on a box and just wait. I'm saying start packing up now because you know that you're moving. You can feel it. You can feel it in your waters. You know you're moving. So if you know you're moving, then why not start giving away things to Goodwill? Create that space for the new to come in. And that's a great thing that you can do. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our Lisa in Illinois. Okay.
And then I have to sell this place, like, right after that. So I just hope that goes well and that it goes fast.
Then that will be the perfect timing. Then you say, thank you for everything flowing easily and gracefully. And then you imagine, when I teach my Reiki students, I say you can send the Reiki energy not just to people, but you can send it to an event. So you can imagine you sending energy to the sale of your house, you know, people driving up, lots of cars with money falling out of their pockets, you know, wanting to bid for this beautiful house of yours with its wonderful energies. you know, that the sun is shining so it doesn't keep people away with maybe a rainy day or something like that. I mean, there's all of these energies that we have on tap for us to be able to utilize. The first card that's coming out for you is the Three of Cups. It's a celebration card. You need to start celebrating by saying, thank you for my new place. It's divinely mine. Thank you for orchestrating the sale of my home. Thank you. The more appreciative and grateful we are, the higher our vibrational frequency is and the more we're in alignment with that energy of the universe. The next card is the Six of Swords. This is the moving card. Okay. And it's funny.
Wow. That's funny that you got that card.
On my deck, there's a ship that's coming in from a storm into a safe harbor. And I was just talking about boats or, you know, the fishermen coming in from the storm. But not that you've been in a storm, but in a way you have been in a storm because it's you that has created this storm, thinking that this should have happened sooner or, you know, or but it couldn't have happened sooner because something better was coming along for you. And the next card coming out for you is the Chariot card. That's another movement card, too. It's the card of victory, and it's the card of triumph, and it's the card of moving, you know, or movement. Movement, travel, all of those things. So, okay, they want me to look under the deck, and it's the Six of Cups. The Six of Cups is a nostalgia card or something from the past, and I just said it, something from the past coming back in again. So what you thought you lost before was actually a blessing to now step forward
when
the new comes
in. What do you mean? Like the one, like the property that I didn't get, it's a blessing that it didn't happen 2 years ago?
Yes, it's a blessing. Yes.
Okay. Like it might not have been right for me or whatever.
It wasn't. It wasn't. It wasn't right for you at the time. But now, think how much you've changed. Think how much we've all have in the last year and a half, 2 years. Think how much you've changed since then. Your vibrational frequency has gone up. Your consciousness has widened, enlightened. You know, our cells have changed. You know, we're going from carbon-based bodies to crystalline bodies. Our whole frequency has changed. So now they're saying, now you're going to be more aligned with this place that's going to be of the same vibrational frequency and light that you are. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Lisa.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And do call into the show in the next coming weeks or months and tell us what has transpired for you.
Okay. I'm going to stay on and listen if that's okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. God bless you. Have a glorious day. Take care. Let's go to our next caller. We have... who popped up next? Okay. We have 312. You're on the line with Angel Healing House, Blog Talk Radio, and Claire Candy Huff. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Craig, and I'm calling from Chicago.
Hi, Craig from Chicago. How are you?
I'm doing well today. I hope I was well with you.
Oh, everything is extraordinary with me. Thank you for asking. What is your question today?
My question of today is, I'm currently a school teacher, but I'm thinking about applying for assistant professor at a university in the state of Michigan. And it's one of my dream jobs, and I just want to know, how do you see that process going for me?
Okay. All right. One of the things that the Posse of Angels has said over and over and over again is there only is what you desire. You are, and they want you to say this over and over again, I am an extraordinary principal. And when you say this out loud, know this with every fiber of your being. That job that you want to get to or you want to get is already yours. Do you know that you're an extraordinary principal?
Absolutely. Actually, it's a professor position.
Oh, a professor. Well, whatever it is after I am, you will be stamping this on the universe, and then the universe has no other option than to bring to us what we desire. So that's the providence of the universe, God, Source, Creator, and the angels. But we must get out of our own way, our expectation and attachment as to how it comes in. The more that you can know this in your heart, in every fiber of your being. Now, you have gone for a professorship or principal positions before this?
Yes, I have. But I haven't gotten a response.
Okay, they haven't worked out. This Uranus retrograde is bringing in, as I mentioned before, it's bringing in those things that were long lost long ago, and they're coming back around now. So the more we are open, the more we are appreciative and grateful, as if it's ours already, that vibrational frequency will open the doors for things to magically present themselves to us. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. They're saying do not wait to feel what that feels like for you to be in that professorship or that principal job or whatever, because you are that already. You're that already in the etheric. It just hasn't matched up yet in the physical. And again, they're not very good with time, but let me see here and ask them if they would be so kind. They're saying, oh, not again, not another time question. But will that happen in 2022 for Craig? Will that happen in 2023 for you? They're saying the way it looks like in this very moment, they're saying that it looks like it's more going to happen in 2023 than it will in 2022. So they're saying, take a vacation between now and then, take a vacation from worrying, take a vacation from doubting, take a vacation from stressing or having any tension that this ever will happen, because they're saying that it will happen. But at the moment, it doesn't look like it will happen in 2022, unless things drastically change. But it's yours. And they're saying, put more emphasis on the fact that it is yours and that you're not in competition with anybody else. This is yours. It is divinely meant to be yours. That's why you feel it in your gut that this is a reality for you. The first card that's going to come out to you is the Page of Cups. Okay, this is the one where the pages bring messages and the fish is popping out of a cup. This is going to come in an unexpected way. It's going to come in, maybe you'll hear from somebody, you know, maybe, you know, a friend of a friend, or somebody mentions something like offhand or something like that, but it's going to come in an unexpected way, so it's really something that you cannot plan for. Synchronicity, miracles, and magic are afoot in these higher dimensional frequencies. The next card is the Queen of Cups. This is the follow your intuition card, but it's more than that. Keep your vibrational high and bright and clear by, instead of stressing about this, you say, I am a professor, I am principal, whatever. This job is mine. So I can let go. I can release, you know, worrying about this, and I can put more emphasis on my joy, on my fun, on playing. And the next card coming out to you is the Hierophant card. This is the card of the teacher. In organizations, in communities, in, you know, sort of buildings, that kind of thing, and it is the card of the professor or the principal. So I hope that all has been helpful for you, Craig. Don't stress. Don't stress because this job is already yours.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. You have an absolutely blessed day. Take care. Bye.
You too, dear.
Let's go to our next caller. Okay, so many people on the line. Okay, we have 919. You're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House Radio. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Kay and I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Kay from Georgia. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. What is your question today?
It's around career. I guess that's kind of flowing today. The short of it is I am looking for a new career opportunity, something that is for my greatest and highest good. I did apply for a job with a major airline a few weeks back, and while I was a top candidate, I didn't get moved along. The recruiter really was very helpful. Well, just so happened, another recruiter reached out to me about the same job. And I found it very interesting that somehow it's working its way back around. And I'm just wondering, do you see this as the opportunity? And I actually was writing out my Dear God letter right now, but do you see this as an opportunity for me?
Well, they're saying it seems to be because it's what is ours, Kay and everybody else, we never can miss out on. We never can miss out on what is ours. What we miss out on is the timing of it. And if we miss out on the timing of it, it just means it's not the right timing and all the puzzle pieces are not put together. So I'm asking, first of all, I'm asking, if the airline stewardess that working for the airlines in this capacity is for your highest good, and they're saying yes. And they're saying, bravo for you following your intuition. They like this. They're saying you're so personable, and you're so not only just personable, but you are so organized, and you are, practical, and this is a job where you really do have to be organized, you know, timetables and things like this, and
yes.
keeping everybody happy and everything like that. But they're saying you're more than capable of doing this, but the airline looks like a perfect fit for you. Now, I'm asking you, if the airline that you applied for this job, and yet the job came around for you again with the same airline?
Yes, this is the same airline, same position. It's the contracts position or in the legal department.
Okay, all right. It seems to be the right airline to go with.
Wow.
You know, I was just asking them if there's maybe the same position with another airline, and they're saying no. This seems to be, unless everything drastically changes, this seems to be your position, and that's what they're saying. And
wonderful.
That's what they're saying.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Okay. And now what they want you to do, is to say, this didn't happen by happen chance. This didn't happen. This wasn't random. It's not a coincidence. They really, I'm just getting shivers down my legs. They really want you to take note, Kay, and everybody. How did this possibly happen? I mean, it is a little bit bizarre, don't you think?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So this happened because God, Source, Creator, and the angels do not work in limits. They're not constricted or restricted by anything. They're not restricted by logic or rational thought or justification. They work in the realm of miracles and magic. They're limitless and boundless possibilities. And they want you to know that this would not have happened for you if you were not a child of God, in that you have total faith and trust, and you released the way that it needed to come in. So the posse of angels, are patting you on the back. I don't know if you can feel it, but they're saying, bravo, bravo, Miss Katie, because you and your dear God letter are just absolutely precious. Because that's the perfect example about you being open to receive now what is, has been long lost and is coming back in. What is the next, the first card that just popped out for you is the Four of Wands card. It's the marriage card. Now, the marriage card is not just about romantic relationship. The marriage card is about marrying us with what we love doing and what what's been seeded in our soul that we are loving to do. And that's what's going to happen now. The light on the planet is going to just raise so far exponentially because people are going to be moved and brought their beautiful homes, their beautiful jobs, beautiful business or careers. Our hearts are going to sing because the rewards are coming back in and there's balance in our lives once again. The next card, the next card that's coming out is the Justice card. This is the card of balance. This is the card of contracts being signed legally. This is the card of harmony and karmic justice. Karmic justice coming in for so many of us. And the next card that's coming in for us is for you is the Six of Pentacles. This is the card of receiving abundance. It's actually the card of giving and receiving. But because you have aligned your energies with the abundance of the universe, it's got to come in for you. So I hope all that's been helpful.
It really has. Thank you so much. You hit it on the head. I thought it was very interesting. A friend of mine who is an empath, she spoke this, that this was a job, but then when it didn't work out the last time, she kind of talked with me, and she was like, have you applied again? And I was like, no, I'm disappointed. And she said, no, don't be. She said, I just feel something is going to work out with this company. So thank you. You just confirmed it. So blessings to
you.
Blessings.
You're very welcome. Have an absolute blessed day. And do call into the show in weeks and months to come and tell us about your journey.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. Take care. Bless you. Bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have, let me make sure here. We have 519. You're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House, Blog Talk Radio. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, Claire. It's Jennifer calling from Canada.
Hi, Jennifer. How have you been? Happy New Moon.
Was that today?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Well, then I got to do some things. I forgot. I've got the C word, and I've been bedded up for a few days, so I'm just thinking of things I can do spiritually to make the time go by.
Okay. All right. So let's see how we can boost your immunity system. Okay. And this is the perfect time because Virgo is all about our health, our body, our wellness. Okay. The things that we can do to bring up our immunity system is vitamin D. It's probably one of the most extraordinary things that we can do, B3, to protect and build up our immune systems. Zinc is another one. Vitamin C. And a little known one is quercetin. And are you writing these down?
I'm doing all of them. I haven't heard of the quercetin, though, but I'll have to find
okay,
that.
Okay, quercetin. Okay, and pine needle powder. Pine needle powder. Are you doing that one?
No, I've been doing oil of oregano.
Okay.
Pine needle powder.
Pine needle powder is a wonderful one to to put like in a smoothie or a protein shake. I usually take that with my Green Vibrance, with my spirulina and that kind of thing. So you want to send light to yourself. That's what you want to do. You want to send light to yourself through, you know, thank you. Thank you for this time for me. I'm blessed with this time to be able to regenerate and do things that perhaps bring your vibrational frequency up by watching funny movies that make you laugh. You know, I don't know. One that comes to mind is some of those old Charlie Chaplin movies for me. And it just makes me giggle, or Buster Keaton or something like that. But there are plenty of movies, and we all have our own fingerprints as to what brings our vibrational frequency up. They're saying don't put a label on what you do or do not have. Put a label on your wellness. That's what they're saying. I am healthy.
A label on your wellness, okay.
Yeah. Don't label this what you have, what somebody else tells you that you have, no matter who they are. I am well. I am healthy. I am strong. Send light to yourselves. Tell your body that it's doing a great job. All of these things are vibrations, and they will then build more of a higher and stronger immune system. Let's go to the cards. Only about 3.5 minutes to go and see what comes out. So the more we speak about illness, the more we keep bringing it to ourselves. And to say that you have something when so many things are not being able to be confirmed, or who knows, but say, I am healthy, I am well. I get stronger and stronger every single day. And thank and be grateful for your body's immune system. It works wonders. It absolutely works wonders. Okay, let's go to the cards. Let's see what comes out. First card that's coming out for you is the Star card. This is the light. This is the light that they want you to build up within your system. Keep building this light within yourself. The next card that's coming out for you is the Temperance card. This is a card of balancing your energies. Allow yourself to flow with this. Do not fight this. And just see yourself as healthy, as bright, and as all of those things. And the next card that's coming out for you is the Ace of Wands. This is a new beginning. So you're really restoring yourself at this moment and really bless this kind of downtime that you have. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Absolutely. I'm healthy, wealthy, and wise. Thank you, Corey.
Yes. I would agree with
and
that.
And I'll buy that
absolutely.
Pine needle, and I'll buy the quercetin.
The quercetin. All right. You look after yourself, and God bless you. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. 201. You're on the line with Claire Candy Huff and Angel Healing House Radio. Who am I speaking with? And where are you calling from?
Hi, Candy. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, speaking with Jackie from New Jersey.
Jackie, I'm going to have to call you back because I'm almost out of time. So I will call you back off the show, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that accommodation.
Okay. I'll call you in a few minutes. And that's just about wraps the show up for today. Thank you. And for those callers who were not able to get on the show, please do remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And every week I take callers for those free mini angel readings. Do remember I have a Reiki 1 and Reiki 2 special. If you want to find out how to take those personalized, individualized, because I don't teach in group course with me, please do call Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716. And do remember that's Pacific Standard Time. Everyone, go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. And as always, I'm wishing you love and angel blessings. And I look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye. Mm-hmm.